A Message to Parents, 1907. Last night, I seemed to be standing before a large congregation, giving to the people instruction that the Lord had given me. My message was spoken to fathers and mothers. I speak to parents who claim to be Christians. What are you doing for the saving of your children? As the professed followers of Christ, you should regard this work of the first importance. The faith which you profess to hold is to be exemplified in the home life. Never was there a time when it was more essential that parents be converted to an understanding of their duty toward their children than now. As those who profess to follow the meek and lowly Jesus, Christian parents should never permit evil temper to gain the mastery over them. Never should they strike their child in haste or anger. The children and youth need the influence of a godly example. They need words of instruction, not scolding and fretting, sour looks and angry works. By an example of patience and forbearance, the Christian parent is to teach that evil temper and harshness have no place in the life of the believer in Christ, that these qualities are displeasing to God. Let parents consider that the pattern which they set before their children in their daily deportment they will naturally follow. Parents, put a guard on your lips when you are tempted to scold and fret. Refuse to speak words that will bring a dark shadow upon the family circle. Bring the sunshine of heaven into your conversation. By speaking words that encourage and cheer, you reveal that the sunshine of Christ dwells in your soul. Children need pleasant words. It is essential to their happiness to feel the sunshine of approval resting upon them. Strive to overcome harshness of expression and cultivate soft tones and gentle words. Catch the beauty and joy contained in the lessons of God's Word and cherish these as essential to the happiness and success of your home life. In a happy environment, the children will develop dispositions that are sweet and sunshiny. The home is a place where every heavenly grace may be developed. Make your home to your children the place where they will ever turn for help and cheer and uplifting. Make it a place where the Lord will delight to dwell. There is great need to cultivate home religion, the spirit of praise and cheerfulness. We need to understand the principles that underlie the religion of Christ and study how we can bring these principles as a ruling element in the home life. This will bring sunshine in. The fruit of faith will be seen in true service for Christ. The children and youth are to be taught that their capabilities are given them for the honor and glory of God. To this end, they are to be taught the lessons of obedience, for only by lives of willing obedience can they render to God the service He requires. Obedience to the requirements of God's Word will yield in the lives of parents as well as children spiritual help and blessing. As parents and children cooperate in seeking to reach God's ideal for them, they will bring strength and blessing to each other. And joy and satisfaction will come to the hearts of parents when they see, as the fruit of their labors, their children growing up in the love of the truth and endeavoring to reach the fullness of God's purpose for them. Parents who truly love Christ will bear witness to that love in a wise and sanctified love for their children that will not indulge, but will work wisely and constantly for their highest good. These children have been bought with a price. Christ sacrificed His life that He might make it possible to redeem them from wrongdoing. The parents who appreciate the sacrifice Christ and the Father made in behalf of the race will cooperate with Him, using every sanctified energy and ability to the work of saving the souls of their children. They are not to be indulged and allowed to have their own way. From my heart, I pity the child whose parents indulge its likes and dislikes in everything. Instead of treating your children as playthings, as soon as they are able to understand, teach them that they are to become the children of God. Instead of allowing them to indulge their temper and selfish desires, teach them that they are to place restraint upon themselves, that their conduct is to be such as becomes the sons and daughters of God. Let parents study the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, for it contains definite instruction for them. If its counsels are faithfully followed, the saving grace of God will be brought to children and youth. The children who are trained to habits of obedience and who yield themselves to the molding power of the Word of God are the objects of God's special care and blessing. The Lord commanded Israel, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house, and on thy gates. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded you. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land, which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies, and the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and before all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Verses 6-9, 17-25. This instruction the children of Israel converted into song and, accompanied by their musical instruments, repeated as they journeyed through the wilderness. Angels of God made the impression upon the minds of parents and children. The lesson is recorded for our instruction who live in the last days of earth's history. The enemy of souls will invent many things to lead the minds of our youth from firm faith to idolatrous practices. Let the cautions given to ancient Israel be carefully studied. Satan's efforts to spoil the thoughts and confuse the judgment are ever increasing, and we must be on our guard. We are to be careful to maintain our sign as the Lord's peculiar people. While wickedness is increasing in the world, the people of God are to increase in understanding, in sanctified devotion to the cause of God, and keenness of perception to discern between righteousness and unrighteousness. We cannot afford at this time to run any risks. If we commit sin, the Lord will be greatly dishonored. But if we work the works of righteousness and follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. Fathers and mothers, turn your hearts to seek the Lord, for a great responsibility rests upon you to give to your children a correct mold of character. Keep ever before you their eternal interests, and labor to bring them into the fold of Christ. Educate them to be refined, pure, noble, that they may reveal the best traits of character, and before the world and heaven make known that they have chosen to serve God. True Christ-like characters will bear the seal of God's approval. Now is your time to stand wholly on the Lord's side. You cannot afford to make any mistake. Will fathers and mothers work wisely for their children, helping them to form righteous characters? You have no time to lose, for the end of all things is at hand. Let each member of the family seek to strengthen each other in works of righteousness and truth. You, with your children, are to prepare to graduate to the higher grades of the school above. Then be converted daily from every tendency and practice that would unfit you to pass the tests of the judgment. Whatever your position in life, let it be seen that Christ is your pattern in all things. Let your instruction be simple, and make sure that it is clearly understood. The lessons that you learn from the Word yourselves, you are to present to their young minds in a simple way that will reach their understanding. By simple lessons drawn from the Word of God and their own experience, they may learn to conform their lives to the highest standard. They may learn, even in their youth, to live thoughtful, earnest lives that yield to God a rich harvest of good. This is the work before you, parents. Will you take it up? You should be perfectly united in this work. As the united rulers of the home kingdom, let father and mother be kind and courteous to each other. Let not your deportment militate against the precepts you seek to inculcate. Be in earnest in seeking to perfect in your children true wisdom, the wisdom of righteousness. And if you would do this, you must give them an example that is worthy of imitation. Should you be remiss in this respect, and your children fail of meeting the standard of the Word of God, What will you answer when they stand before the judgment seat of God as witnesses to your neglect? How terrible will be your realization of loss and failure as you face the judge with the fruits of your neglect before you? Christ declares, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye continue in my Father's commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15, verse 1, 2, 4-14. These words were among the last that Christ spoke to his disciples before his crucifixion. And I have written them out thus fully, in the hope that they will make an impression on your minds, leading you to humble your hearts before God, and to seek earnestly for the preparation essential if you would meet Christ at his coming with joy. If you will respond to the instruction that the Lord sends you, you will have a true sense of the responsibilities that rest upon you, and you will seek for daily conversion from every wrong way. You will ask God for wisdom that your speech may be a savor of life unto your children. Great blessings and spiritual strength will come to those families who will determine to put away those things which are unessential and will resolutely take up the work of preparation for the coming of the Lord. God has entrusted parents with the work of helping their children to gain a Christian experience. Will you prepare the way of the Lord before him by bearing a decided message for him, not only words, but by a godly example and by earnest prayer? The Lord's coming is very near. Those who know the truth must practice the truth, letting the light shine forth in clear, earnest appeals to those about them. You are to help other families to use their God-given talents to His glory. For Christ's sake, take up the work and reveal in your own life the truth that God would have men and women conformed to the image of Christ. Improve the talents you have. Cultivate your powers of mind and body. Increase your knowledge of the Word of God. Improve the gift of speech. By the witness of a godly example, uplift before men the power of the Word to transform lives. In simplicity and sympathy and tenderness, seek to make known to souls their great need and point them to the One who will be all in all to those who seek Him. Engage understandingly in this work, and you will receive increased light and increased power to serve.